What is up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 3 of Wallcast, brought to you by Wallcry. And
we still do not have a background music.
We did in the last episode, actually. You might have missed it.
No, we are still doing that banging on the table thing. So
No, not that. I added Rustit ka thoda sa, I added the pre-chorus part.
Oh, is it? I haven't listened to it then.
Yeah, so we upgraded from our old ways. But yeah,
plus
so
100 XP.
Yeah. Today we have almost 90% of the band here. Our Pandey could not join.
Pandey ko sab 10% doge.
What is the calculation? I just estimated it.
It's 80, right? 4 by 5 is 80.
4 by 5 is 80. Okay, so 80% of the band is here and 20% is waiting for his surgery tomorrow.
So everyone drop in your wishes. All the best to Pandey for his surgery.
One prayer.
One leg equals to one prayer.
Yeah. Apparently he broke two ligaments.
Ligaments. So this year, it's the second time he's falling from a two-wheeler.
And he started still, playing football also.
Oh, damn.
Still less than Mihir, you know. Still.
Yeah. Mihir did not break any ligaments, but he fucked up his face real bad.
Yeah. Surprisingly, Mihir survived every kind of little accident he fell into. So.
Yeah.
But we should not compare Gaurav's and Mihir's example.
It's very different vehicles, different situations. One guy on motorcycle rammed into Gaurav. That's all.
Oh, damn. That's unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
So, yeah. So, getting started, Rahul, I'll just introduce everyone again because this is the first time we are all here other than Gaurav. So, Rahul is here. Paul is here. Paul, say hi. And I used to say.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, nice. So, I just wanted to say one quick thing. Rahul, I heard the recordings that you had sent for Unsullied. The Skank Beat idea really worked out well. I mean, obviously, there's some little changes required further, but I think you're in the right direction. Today I was trying to solve that Viking Songwala issue, and that really, you know, fucked up my brain because I was not able to do it. But then your notification came for your on Asana for your audio, and I heard it, and I was jumping in my bed because finally it's sounding pretty. I'm talking about the second version, I think, and it's sounding pretty much in the right direction. And I think you are 60, 70, or maybe even 80% there. So thanks for that, man. Awesome work.
Yeah, no problem at all. And it's actually very great that you pointed out that it needs a different kind of approach, because when I again heard it on my own, then I realized that, okay, this suits it much better. This Skank Beat idea, this certainly works out with the riff. And with the older groove, it did sound right, but it was like there was a lot of room to be, you know, completed and to be there was a lot of space to be filled up. And I believe that this Skank Beat idea is certainly what fills up the gaps.
So, awesome, man. Actually, your previous idea was great too. It was, as I said, it was complete in itself, but it was just not gelling with the entire song. It was complete and it was perfect for that particular verse part only, but it was not acting as a connection for the rest of the song, as we discussed in the last podcast. But yeah, you pretty much nailed the concept this time. And
guys, quick question.
Yeah.
Why the fuck don't we have Asana links?
You don't, Paul, because we started our discussion last night, but you left. Ayush does.
I've started working out on the solo as well for the death metal track.
Awesome, man. I was just getting to that, actually. So, Paul, yeah. I'll just brief Paul regarding that. So, on Asana, basically, I think we started the discussion on our marketing approach and all. So, after that, that entire presentation, so to speak, was in Asana only. So, I was about to do that, but you had your classes. So, whenever we get on to Asana next on our VC, I'll do the required steps. So, and yeah, Ayush, you recently joined that group there. You saw all the progress and all. So how's it going? How did you figure things out in Asana and the interface?
Yeah, I'm still struggling with it though, because I'm using the mobile version. So things are a little compact on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have access to my office laptop, so I can't really download anything on it. So that sucks. But to start with, I started working on the Dash Material track.
Awesome.
And yeah, I just asked you to send me the loops.
Did you not receive it?
No, I did.
Awesome.
I was trying to work on it, something with it. So I did come up with a few ideas.
Okay.
But they were shit.
That happens.
Yeah, so I discarded it like immediately. I was like, no, no one needs to know that this existed. These couple of notes existed, you know, in someone's brain at a point of time.
Okay, which so scale was it?
Okay. Yeah?
Which scale was it?
Don't ask me that question. You don't want people to know. Why are you putting me on the spot, bro?
You don't want people to know that we do not know music theory.
I mean, yeah, it's just as stereotypical as it can be. Like a guitarist that doesn't know music theory. It's not like I did not try. I did try learning, you know. I did try. But it's so that I can't really get.
Might I say it's so useless, because I found no use.
Well, I wouldn't say useless. See, I won't say useless to something that I can't really understand.
We have a guitar teacher here, so I should be careful. But yeah.
But you can maybe record it and save it for later, or you might as well share it. And what if?
See, I'll share, but it needs to be shareable, you know. like you know, this idea is so damn shitty that when you come up with something and the very next moment you record and you listen, you're like, what the fuck is it? It makes no sense. It makes no sense at
listen
all.
Listen to it after 10 or 15 days. It
yeah,
might
it will
make
start
some kind
yeah,
of
exactly.
I think this would change your approach. Mm. Maybe.
Actually, Ayush comes from a background of more rhythmic approach towards guitar rather than lead. So
yeah, so
it's see, a change
see,
in perspective.
This guy gets me.
Okay.
So what happens with me is like even if you send me a chord progression, I don't really come up with solos that, you know. So my first approach to a chord progression is, okay, this is groovy, what are the notes that I can fill it to get a riff out of it? Right. So my first the first approach that I have to any piece of chord progression or even a beat or anything, if you give me anything to jam with, to jam to, I'll come up with a riff first, and then I have to force myself, okay, no, it's not the riff that you're writing, it's already done, you need to write a solo on it. So yeah, my approach towards any riff or a piece of music is to come up with riffs rather than solos. So yeah, composing a solo, like when you're composing a rhythm section or when you're composing a progression, that's a different part. And when you have to fill that progression and those bars with more notes and more solos in a different feel, now that puts you in a space and it's completely different, you know?
Yeah, it is very different.
Yeah, so for me, it's a new thing and it's very challenging.
Yep.
So I'm really liking that challenge part of it. Like, you know, when you are playing for so many years and then you come up, you sometimes feel like, okay, now what, man? You just take a backing track and you're just coming up with the riffs. And then it kind of gets monotonous at some point of time. Though you do enjoy doing that because, come on, it gets you that, you know, getting that heavy riffs and then fast chugs and everything. But then composing solos, damn, man. My respect for guitarists getting... like it has increased so much. Like yeah, coming up with solos is a tough task, man.
Yeah, I mean both have a different approach to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, completely like, different approach. Yeah, completely different approach.
Because when you're in a songwriting mode, you're thinking of the entire song. You're not just thinking of the guitar. You're thinking of the drums. You're thinking of the vocals.
Yeah,
you're
exactly,
thinking of the
exactly.
bass.
So you're just concerned about the structure.
Yeah,
of the song.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, the song needs to feel complete.
Yeah, exactly. But
at that point of time, your mindset is that, okay, I just feel all the transitions fix well, all the parts make sense, And when you're kind, when the song ends, it all makes up a, you know, it has some meaning to it. The entire structure has a meaning to it. It doesn't feel like, okay, ye acha laga to dal diya, wo acha laga dal diya. So that's not how it's supposed to be done.
Exactly. You have to have a bird's eye view of the song. But with the solo, you need to get into the ditches
The devil lies in the details, you know. So when soloing is like you're taking that chunk of a 30-second or one-minute entire chunk of a song, and you're filling that entire minute with so much details.
Yeah.
That's what a solo is. Like in a chunk of a song, there are so many details to it, so many emotions like just flowing into that one part that it's so.
Yeah, I understand.
Iconic, you know. That's why so many songs have such iconic solos. Like even if the song, the entire song might be shitty, just the solo is so good that people will listen to the entire song just to get to the solo.
Yeah, after chorus, solo is the only thing that really gives you an opportunity to really save the song if it's a shitty song, or to, in other words, to elevate the song to a new level.
Yeah.
But with regards to that, I don't want you to feel like all the pressure is on you. It's just that with this song, I thought, because this song in particular has a chord progression, so it is slightly, you can have a...
Yeah.
Approach towards starting how to go about soloing on it. Cause
how
if you
to solo,
yeah, if you see, for example, the other song Unsullied, so that is similar to Rusted. So there's no chord progression for the solo backing. There's just riffs, you know, the same.
But you know that in itself, like when I listen to the Unsullied track, that also has an opportunity because you know it's a very that thing. Like once you get into the zone of composing solos, you realize that it's not just the chord progressions that you can write solos on. Yeah, I mean it's a basic thing that there are just 3 to 4 chord progressions. They're just changing the time signature, and then you're just playing as the beat takes you on.
Correct.
When there's not a definitive chord progression to a song, then also you can write some really really good solos, really good solos.
But again, the approach changes.
Yeah, because then you can play with those beats, the riff changes and everything. So yeah, that also puts you into a spot where you can write a really good solo. But yeah, that takes a little bit of a...
Yeah, in that actually, drums play a lot of important role when you're just soloing over the riff. Then I feel personally like I had, I think Indora helped me with, he sent me some sample drums. It was way back, I think 2 years ago. So I had the drums over that particular riff. So I was able to, you know, use his drum, how the beats are going to create approach for the solo. But yeah, I don't feel that all the pressure is on you. I'm here.
No pressures at all, man. If I suck, we can just check it all out and then just
start over again.
Solo entirely.
No, we'll make it happen. Don't worry about it. We have time. So, yes. Paul, are you here? Paul? He slept or what?
I think he's trying to speak, but probably there's some issue with his mic. It might happen. He's like screaming very hard, but there's some issue with his mic. Probably that's what's happening. That's what happened last week to you as well, right?
Yeah, when I got a call from my grandmother. Yeah, he might have got some phone call or something. So, Paul, if you're listening to it, just scream very loudly whenever you're back, and we'll.
Or just drop a text on the group, and we'll know that you're listening in this glitch.
Yeah, just let us know. But yeah, so okay, I was gonna get to the bass side of things, but I think.
Yeah, so as I was saying.
I think Rahul, how do you? What is your philosophy when it comes to songwriting? I think you're pretty new to it still, but you have cashed up pretty well.
Rahul, toh bhai saab.
I would like to continue on with what Ayush was saying, that with guitar players, there is a certain kind of instinct towards people who play rhythm and then people who are very good with leads. So I do understand that difference. And with solos, what I feel is, even though it's like a 30-second or 40-second part in a song, sometimes some solos are written in such a way that it is so memorable. Like, I have a lot of songs in my mind in which I remember the solo note by note. So that really? Is also something that which is very special, and it certainly elevates the song. It's like a crescendo. It makes it sound, makes it like complete. So yeah, I really appreciate. And Ayush, you are certainly doing a great job with slowly catching up. And you are just directly putting yourself in the deep waters. And even if, like, you might be feeling that you're certainly not up to the mark right now, or there is some kind of a gap between, but it's like that is a very narrow perspective.
Yeah, seriously, that happens.
So
there's a lot of self-doubt. There is a lot of self-doubt when you're composing
solos. That
happens
with me every day. We as an instrumentalist, what the problem which we face is that the things which are in our head, if we are not able to replicate it through our limbs, then there's always a creation of doubt which happens.
Yeah.
And with each passing day, that's what we are trying to work on, to shorten the gap between the what our mind is thinking of ourselves playing and how we can play it. So, and you are doing a great job at that, because you are also progressing a lot. And it's just a perspective you have of yourself. But we know that that's not exactly the case.
We know you're better than you.
Thanks for the
tell yourself. Think of yourself to be.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll move to Paul now. We have Paul back on our call now on the podcast. And Paul, we have been discussing about philosophies of how we approach songwriting.
Yeah.
We have discussed a bit of drums, a lot of soloing.
I was there.
Oh, awesome. And let's move on to bass. So in my understanding, bass is the most important track in the mix, because that is what is going to be holding everything together. But what is your philosophy in terms of songwriting?
Well, firstly, I stick to the riff. I try to stick to the riff as much as I can, so as to create like this, you know, a wall of sound, especially for the solos at least. I try to not be a distraction in the solos, but then provide a nice background. Other than that, on the verses and the other sections, the intros maybe, you know, I try to improvise a bit. I try to create some, put in some notes which are not from the guitar parts. Yeah.
Right.
And my approach is very theoretical, although I obviously go with the feel, but when I hear a track, when you guys come up with something, I find out which scale it is from.
Oh, you do that?
Oh yeah, of course. Mostly it's from the Phrygian, or it's from the harmonic minor.
We'll probably need to make notes, because in case someone else asks us that, we'll have something
so
to
what
say.
What scale is it?
I don't know. Ask Paul.
Paul se puchho zara, main nahi pata.
Ek second, Paul ko call. Yo, Paul. kya Phrygian kya scale tha?
It's a great thing to have a guy which is completely driven by the theoretical approach, because like myself and to a certain extent, you guys also find theory a bit daunting, I believe.
Have tried, but I hate it. I hate
exactly.
It.
Me too.
A bit, you say?
A bit too small.
I mean, the approach that you guys have is also pretty cool. That you just do it purely out of feel. And even I would want to do that, but now that I have the theory in my head, I use that information. So I try to be 60%. Theory and 40% feel, something like that. More of theory and
I understand. And that is good, because with drums, if you're you cannot go out of key, but with bass, if you go out of key, it's gonna spoil everything, because that's the first thing you hear in the music, in any part. That's a root bass note.
Even then, you can play, you can be out of key also. That's the beauty of it. But it has to be in control. It has to be not on the accents. That's the thing.
Oh.
You know, to create a flavor. That is done, and we do that. I haven't done that yet with any of our tracks, but that is a possibility.
So wherever I think the guitar is not too busy, or the drums, and you know, music is a little not complex, I would say. During that part of the song, you can probably find a lot of opportunities to play, noodle around the bass and, you know, make that interesting.
Yes.
Like that guy from Job for a Cowboy does, Nick Shin. And he does it so well. And kudos to the record producer as well. I mean, the sound engineer, because he certainly highlights those parts very well when he's into it in a creative mode.
Rightly so. That is very important too.
And so, Paul, you'll get a lot of opportunities to noodle around and to like just get in the groove of playing new grooves and new riffs which you come across with your bass. That would be really great to hear.
With the future tracks, you mean?
No, the current ones which we are working.
Ah, yeah, exactly. The future, I mean, yeah, the current, yeah.
The current the ones, new ones. The ones which will be...
What?
There's another song, Ginger ka song. Who's gonna be the one, I think it's called.
Yeah. That's the only song which I've heard.
Same here. No, there's another one that I've heard, but that is...
That studio nice. Session. Pisces.
Yeah,
that's...
Only two songs
I've heard. Ginger has some really great songs, and the bass line, and it's... The Ginger is basically, like, they got famous because of Tatiana.
Mm-hmm.
But
the music is also good.
I was coming to that.
But yeah, the band garnered a lot of fame because of that. And personally, I also love Tatiana a lot. But but yeah, I mean the musicians.
You'll get us in trouble someday.
No, you won't. But yeah, the musicians are too damn good. I mean, even their bassist is like a monster on the instrument, you know.
Hey, that reminds me, not to cut you on that, but I think Ginger has only one guitarist and one bassist, right?
Yeah, it's a four-piece band.
So, and just like Pantera, not to dismay Pandit.
No.
Can we ever pull that off if we have to? What do you guys think?
So, Pandey is not here.
No, because, and not in that, well, if Pandey is available, you know, his schedule is a little different from ours, but if he is available, well and good. But if someday, if we have to do that, if we don't have an option, and because I personally do not want to take up guitar on the stage, I have done that in the past, and each time it has...
Something or the other gets fucked up. Either the rhythm gets fucked up or the vocal timing.
We play it tight. Okay, it's always tight when I'm playing the guitar. But it's just I feel limited. I want to gel more with the crowd. Right?
With the crowd, yeah.
Throw beer at the crowd and just stage dive.
Yeah,
you cannot do that with guitar.
That,
you cannot do that.
Especially if you might kill up a couple of guitar. Reminds of that Lamb of God thing. But yeah, what do you guys think about that?
I think
enough. So that's a
extent, book.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, Paul, you are. Please.
Okay, I was saying my ideal setup is a three-piece setup with the vocalist, guitarist, drummer, bass. That's it.
That's four, bro.
No, vocalist, guitarist.
The vocalist
is the guitarist.
The vocalist is playing the guitar, like Green Day. And like
Mindsnare. Have you guys heard Mindsnare?
Yasmin Clare was their drummer.
Yes,
she got very famous because of the things that she did. Like, she played really great. I saw a few videos of them.
I saw them live in 2008. I saw them.
That's great. They have disbanded, right?
But they, I think, remastered the album.
I believe Dying Fetus is also currently a three-piece band, right?
Yes. Dying Fetus is three-piece. There's also a brutal death metal band from New Zealand called Ulcerate. They are also three-piece. And when you hear them, it does not sound like only three people playing. It's like an army.
Damn, that's such a nice feeling.
But in that scenario, which is basically the same as a four-piece if the vocalist is not playing the guitar, if I'm understanding your concept correctly. Then only problematic area is the guitar solo. Because there's no guitar rhythm for the solo. So there's a lot of pressure on the guitarist then, on the who's playing the solo, and on the bassist to have a really good tone.
Yeah, but once the tone and that things all fall into line, I believe you can pull that off. I mean,
dude, even Pantera had a, I think, an additional guitarist most of the times on stage.
Yeah,
it's very tough to do guitar solos only on bass and drums without a guitar backing. So I think the question boils down to Ayush. Are you ready for that?
I don't think so.
Oh, damn.
that's just an understatement. That would certainly work out if the situation.
Unless it's just riffs or like what Lamb of God does. Like it's just in your face, riff heavy songs that just get you into the groove. I can pull that off. Pull it off any day. And I would love to pull that off.
When it comes to solos, maybe. That gave me an idea. During the solo, I might not be interacting that much with the crowd because the focus should be on the solo. We can just keep a guitar ready and I'll quickly run over there. I'll probably sit or something. I'll play the rhythm while you're soloing and then I'll quickly come back.
Like one second you are in the crowd and ruko mere ko jana hai, mera part aa raha
hai. Bhai, stage pe utar do, rhythm bajana hai.
which reminds me last time jab humne wo pull off karna tha, when we had to fake that we have a can anyone from the crowd play this particular song, Hourglass?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So the plan was that...
What a moment.
To explain, I think, Rahul, why don't you tell us what happened?
You guys explain that in short and then I'll explain why I did that.
Elaborate.
Okay. There's no exact explanation to it. It's just that you guys explain from your
So we were playing with Indora as Indora was on the drums that night. This was the Fuel Rock show. We were playing with, I think there was no opening act. We were just playing with them. We had Indora on drums. But for the one song, we really wanted to have Rahul over. He had some time issues, so he only could give us one song. So what we planned was, we'll pretend that we are asking randomly from crowd for someone to come up from the audience and, you know, take up the song because it's a well-known song. So I did that. I asked if anyone in the crowd knows how to play Hourglass on drums. But before I could even start my sentence, this bloody chap had
he could see Rahul very eagerly walking up to us.
Yeah, he was already like, he was preparing to just blast the drums already.
Bhaiya, main drumstick ghar se leke aaya hu.
So there was no point in doing that anymore.
But we still did that, and it was so cringy.
Cringe as fuck. But Rahul, we would like all three of us would like to know, and I'm sure even Dixit would love to know, why did you do that?
So what happened was, before that song, I guess you guys covered Suffocated or.
Hopefully not.
I'm broken. Any of those two songs you played before Hourglass. So I was in the crowd and I was moshing and I was headbanging. And then at that point, I realized that I have to play. And I was in no situation to play that song at all. Hourglass requires a great amount of warm up. And with that new setup and those new pedals which Indora had,
not to forget the wobbly drum stage. The drums were wobbling, man. I mean, they were wobbling.
Very much. The wobbly thing is like it's with every drum kit, and this is a surprise which you get at every setup. So that was the thing. So in the middle of the song which you were performing earlier, I went to the bar counter, had a couple of glass of water, realized that I have to play that song. I was mentally preparing myself for that I have to survive for 4 minutes without any warm up.
Trying to sit
with my neck hurting, my back hurting. I don't know how I would be able to play those kick parts and all those crazy Chris Adler parts. And I got really hyped up, and as soon as the song ended, I was so jittery at that point that I didn't even listen to the call that you guys are going to make, and I already had my hands
up in the air. He forgot about the setup, basically. He forgot about the entire setup.
He forgot about all drama, he forgot about all bullshit. It was
the only thing in my mind was to get this done over with as fast as possible. I do not want to fuck this up. Let's just get on the stage. So I was like standing in the crowd, and right when you started that, so who won from the crowd? And I thought, hey, man. And I had two hands up in the air.
We had so many fuck ups that day. Half of the time I was just holding, and then this happens. I'm like, yaar, the whole is up, jo ho raha hai.
And Tanveer is halfway the drama, and Rahul is obviously coming, like, he's obviously in front of the stage, and I'm like, hey, acting mat kar, chal upar chal, hey, chal upar.
I went on the, and like what I expected, it was worse than that. The setup was so weird, so nightmarish, like I could not even imagine like playing properly any random song properly on that kit. It was very weird. And the pedals which Indora had, I was completely new to it. I was not able to control my feet, but somehow I managed to do that. And I took Indora's stick, and I didn't have any time to set up, like, or change any of the things. Tanveer asked me to, like, get, like, start with it very fast. So I got behind and just took, like, two.
Very fast?
And you got behind?
Oh, you wanted me to, like, bring water and Monster and...
Actually, I was waiting for... Like, I was trying to set some things up according to my height. And then I realized that there's no time. So right away we start and somehow get it done.
Hey, but you played really well, man.
Yeah, but it was one of the tightest songs that you played that day, bro.
It was just because it was sounding in time, but all those little embellishments that the song has, I was not able to do that completely. Like, because I was not in the state of mind now, because it requires more.
Everyone heard that, okay, Argus is playing now, people were so busy moshing.
That no one really cared. Small
vomit riff with do note upar niche ho gaya, no one gave a fuck.
No one gives a fuck. Hey, no one gave a fuck that Indora forgot. Indora added a third verse in this Pandora song.
That was very funny.
I'm broken. Me. Words hi chali aa
raha. Ruko peeche. And even when that was happening, it's great that you guys didn't stop completely and somehow managed to still go on from there, like,
without killing Indora.
Somehow thoda khichdi ho gaya tha beech mein, but
we did beat him up after the gig.
We still do. Every opportunity I get, I remind him of that. I'll continue to
and we will continue to do that.
Yes, that chap is in Goa now. Anyway, but where's Paul, man?
I'm right here.
Hey, man, missing your voice.
Paul is like a senpai.
I was saying, did we light the stage on fire that day?
Yeah, we did.
No, we like did. Literally. Were we the last band to play?
No. That
was flood
honor.
Of
that honor was not on our set list. That happened with some other band. I saw the fire when it happened. And
I was about to go out of the venue, and then it all happened in front of me, and I was like, okay, I need to tell people to get out. This place is about to be turned into ashes. Everyone get out. And I'm like, okay, everyone is moshing. Who do I tell this? I can't just go on the stage and grab a mic. People, there's a fire going on.
You should have
like, yeah, man, the artists are on fire. Like, no, man, the
actual fire.
Okay, guys, am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
So I have to leave. I have to go someplace. So I'll leave now. Please continue. Thanks for having me.
Surely, bro. Thanks for your time. We'll see you next week.
Chalo, bye, guys. Have a great day. Thank you, people, for listening. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, bro.
Bye.